إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. دع البكاء على الأطلال والدار، واذكر لمن بان من خل ومن جار، وأدر الدموع وابكي من أسف على فراق ليال ذات أنوار، على ليال لشهر الصوم ما جعلت إلا لتمحيص آثام وأوزار. يا لائمي في البكاء زدني به كلفا، واسمع غريب أحاديث وأخباري، واسمع غريب أحاديث وأخباري. ما كان أحسننا والشمل مجتمع، منا المصلي ومنا القانت القاري. Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan that we have been waiting for a whole year is about to leave us, to pack and go. No one knows, dear brothers and sisters, whether or not any one of us will receive another Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. This guest is a witness for those who did well. They fasted the days with the right conditions, made qiyam, read Quran, behaved well. He will bear witness for them. And those who didn't do so well, he will also bear witness against them. Oftentimes we just wonder, dear brothers and sisters, are we amongst the happy? Those they have been accepted, salvated from the hellfire or not? No one knows, dear brothers and sisters. Nevertheless, there are signs and indications. The scholars say that look into what you do after Ramadan to know what you have done during the month of Ramadan. If you continue on the right path, on as-sirat al-mustaqim, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obeying His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establishing your salah, paying your zakah, being good to the people, being charitable to the poor and needy and widow and orphan, then inshaAllah, you may have been accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, on the tongue of the son of Adam, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from those who fear Allah, who are pious, who are on the right path, trying their very best to avoid the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieve His pleasure and satisfaction. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the continuing ones, even though these deeds may be little or small. And last but not least, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example in the Quran saying, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. This is an exemplitude in the Quran about a woman in Quraysh that she used to knit, make a fabric, make a cloth. And then when she is about to finish, she will just pull the string and it goes back to what it was before. And this is an example for someone who is doing so well, and then afterwards doing things that will negate all the hard work they have done. And this is exactly Ramadan. You have been knitting very carefully, fasting long days, dear brothers and sisters, sometimes hot, sometimes not so hot, going to work, taking the kids to school, cooking at home, doing your job, and yet fasting. Then you go and pray Taraweeh and read Quran. And perhaps most of us have not slept that much during the month of Ramadan. We paid charity. We tried to be good to the others. We forgave people no matter what. We have been better people and better Muslims during the month of Ramadan. This is a strong knitting that you have done. Do not pull the strings, dear brothers and sisters, during Eid or after Eid or any time until the next Ramadan. Learn from this month. Take وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Take with you. It is like a fuel that you have taken so as you can last for the whole and for the rest of the coming year, inshaAllah. تَمُرُّ بِنَا الْأَيَّامُ تَتْرَى وَإِنَّمَا نساق إلى الآجال والعين تنظر فلا عائد ذاك الشباب الذي مضى ولا زائل هذا المشيب المكدر. Dear brothers and sisters, I just list a few things that I ask myself first, my weak self, to do, and you after the month of Ramadan, to continue with the good deeds. As we have just mentioned, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. The best deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the continuing ones. And that is narrated in Al-Bukhari and Muslim and other books of hadith. Praying Taraweeh, قيام الليل, 8 rak'ah or 20 rak'ah, seem to be very easy, alhamdulillah. We can take some of that, dear brothers and sisters, into the rest of the year. It doesn't have to be 2 hours. It doesn't have to be very long. Make it start with 2 rak'ah after Isha, or 4 rak'ah. Read a little bit longer. If you can get up before Fajr, that is even better, in the last third of the night. Take a little bit from Ramadan into the rest of the year. Fasting. Also, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, it is obligatory to fast. But after Ramadan, you can, first of all, compensate with whatever you have missed because of excuses of illness or traveling, etc. But also, there are many days that you can fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever fasts one day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make him far away from the hellfire 70 years. 70 kharifa. 6 days after Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, من صام رمضان وأتبعه ستا من شوال فكأنما صام الدهر. Whoever fasts Ramadan and 6 days in Shawwal, it's as if you have fasted the whole year. But also in the subsequent months, you can fast 3 days, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. or Mondays and Thursdays, or a few days at a time, dear brothers. Do not leave fasting until the next Ramadan. Take even 3 days a month, and you'll find that, alhamdulillah, it does you a lot of good for your heart and for your body. People, as we have been following into the steps of the Prophet ﷺ, كان أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous and charitable and hospitable of all. And he was even more hospitable and charitable and generous during the month of Ramadan. Take this generosity into the next of the year. Some people, they pledged themselves to pay sadaqah every day, a pound or two or five or ten or more or less. Make that a habit, giving away. Alhamdulillah, our ummah in its situation now may be one of the wealthiest ummahs, but also there are so many poor and needy. There are people who left their homes because of wars that it had nothing to do with, and they transferred from being wealthy and well off into poor people living in tents and sometimes living in the open. We need to feel for our brothers in Palestine, in Syria, in Iraq, in the rest of the world, and give some of what we have. In Yemen, illnesses and cholera are breaking out in some countries of Africa and others. Even around us, there are people who are in need, but they do not ask. Be charitable, generous, not only for the poor and needy, but also for your brothers and sisters. Be hospitable. Give people. The more you give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. وَمَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Money does not decrease because you are paying sadaqah. Good akhlaq during the month of Ramadan we have observed. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِبْ. If someone was rude to you, you say, I am fasting. Even if you're driving and people misbehave, say, may Allah forgive them, may Allah give them hidayah. You tolerate because you know you don't want to spoil your fasting. This akhlaq, dear brothers and sisters, we must take outside the month of Ramadan. Feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing what we are doing. Al-muraqaba. Feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time is something we felt during the month of Ramadan. And by the will of Allah, we need to take outside the month of Ramadan. Being part of this ummah, I refer back maybe from the viewpoint of charity, but also from the viewpoint of feeling that you are part of this ummah. You hurt when it hurts. And you feel when something goes wrong with this ummah. And what's happening nowadays, even here at home, with all these attacks, terrorist attacks, sometimes in the name of Islam, وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that we totally reject. And sometimes it's against the Muslims, as we have seen in Finsbury Park. We need to act, dear brothers and sisters. We need to show the true Islam in you as an individual. Do not wait for him or her or them. Do it yourself. Invite people around you. Show charity, hospitality. Smile in the face of your neighbors. Do not give them the impression that because you are a Muslim, you hate them. You may not hate them, but that's what they may feel. That is what the media is telling them. Tell them otherwise, dear brothers and sisters. Show otherwise from what the media is trying to portray you as a Muslim. It is in your hand as an individual. There is no way but to do that. Then if we can do it as a community, alhamdulillah, as families, as groups, etc., inshallah. And alhamdulillah, I see that this is happening. You invite some people to iftar. They've never been to iftar. And they feel so happy. Although, for example, at the university, it is a humble setting, you know, students, and we have put them in. But they feel good. They feel part of the community. They feel that these Muslims, they have a mission. They fast the whole day. It must be for a reason. And they come together and they eat and they are humble, they smile, they are hospitable, they are charitable. You must do that, dear brothers and sisters. You must, even during the day of Eid, which could be on Sunday or Monday. Also send gifts and chocolates to your neighbors and their children. Very, very quickly, Ramadan taught us to observe time, do observe time outside the month of Ramadan. It gave us the spirit of a family around suhoor, around iftar, going to the masjid together, all in the same time. Keep that as well. Have time with your family, albeit all of us are busy. Students at schools and universities, and dads going to work, and mothers going to work, and at home, etc., looking after the household. But we need time together. At least once a day, at dinner time. Phone switched off, TV off. We just chat. How are you? How did you do? How are you, dad? Are you okay? You don't feel too well nowadays. Are you okay at work? Have that spirit. That it may have started in Ramadan, continue that outside the month of Ramadan. Looking after your next of kin is also a spirit that you should take with you. If we do that, dear brothers and sisters, by the will of Allah, it means that we have been accepted during this Ramadan. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلِ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. روى أبو داود وابن ماجه والدارقطني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم عن اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعدها فهي صدقة من الصدقات. Ibn Abbas reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam organized zakat al-fitr to purify the fasting person from indecent words or actions and to provide food for the needy. Zakat al-fitr, dear brothers and sisters, is not a compensation for the zakat. I have mentioned that many, many times. People are so keen. Alhamdulillah, it's very good to be keen for Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr is only £5 a head, as they evaluate it nowadays. But Zakat al-Mal, if you have £1,000, or let us say £10,000, then it is 2.5%, £250. If you have £100,000, it is a lot more, £2,500. And alhamdulillah, people here are well off. Most of us, we own our homes. A lot of us, we are professionals. We need to take care of all types of zakat. If you are in doubt, if you have wealth, any sort of wealth, it's not just cash, ask if you don't know. But zakat al-fitr is there to purify the fasting person from whatever mishaps we had. Because you still may have said something not so nice to someone else or have done something which is improper for a fasting person. By the will of Allah, Zakat al-Fitr will compensate for that and purify the fasting person. And it is to provide food on the day of Eid. That is what Zakat al-Fitr is all about. It is not really to clothe them, because other types of zakat is made to give them shelter and to give them food for the rest of the year and look after their health and education, etc. Now, very quickly, the Al-Jumhur, apart from Abu Hanifa, he says that it is okay to pay it in money. And that is the madhab of Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz and also al-Hasan al-Basri. He said, لا بأس أن تعطى الدراهم في صدقة الفطر وهو مذهب الثوري وعطاء. Of course, Malik and Shafi'i and Ahmad see that you need to give it in food. Nevertheless, nowadays we pay money for charities that they give it to other brothers and sisters abroad. They most probably buy them food because that is what is the necessity on the day of Eid. So most of the time it is going for food, but alhamdulillah there is allowance for an opinion to pay it in money, so as our brothers and sisters who are less fortunate than ourselves can benefit on the day of Eid. It can be it should be paid before Eid. And if it is paid after Eid, it becomes a sadaqah. But really, to have its effect, it should be paid before Eid. And some, they say if you pay 2-3 days up to 2 weeks before, it is okay. And if it is going abroad, make sure that you pay it in time so as it reaches the poor and needy on the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you, dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us enough life to see another Ramadan. Salamun min ar-Rahmani, kulla awani, ala khayri shahrin, qad mada wa zamani. Salamun ala shahri siyami, fa innahu amanun min ar-Rahmani, ayyu amani, la in thaniyat ayyamuka al-ghurru baghtatan, falhuznu min qalbi alayka. فما الحزن من قلبي عليك بفاني. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برأفتك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وتقبل قيامنا وتقبل قراءتنا للقرآن يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل صدقاتنا، اللهم تقبل أعمالنا كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم نصر عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في بيت المقدس وفي أكناف بيت المقدس. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، وانصر إخواننا المظلومين فوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. اللهم فك أسر المأسورين، وارحم المتوفين، وتقبل الشهداء منا يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.